New technologies can transform a society, and from that valley came new technologies galore. Without transistors and the fast-switching computers they made possible, we'd have no cell phones or weather satellites or spy satellites, no CAT scans or MRI or GPS, no cruise missiles or smart bombs, no solar cells or digital cameras or night vision goggles, no laptops, no spam, but also no email and no internet. No widespread credit cards, or cash dispensers, or scanners, or spreadsheets. There'd have been no mapping of the human genome, no plasma screen TVs, no CDs, or LEDs, or DVDs, or iPods, or in-flight screen entertainment. There'd be no billionaires named Gates or Jobs, no, and how this will date us, Amazon.com, or eBay, or Google, or Pixar. At first, it was easy to keep the world the way it had been, and just add on a few of the new items. But small gadgets can have unexpected effects. The first transistor radios went on sale in the 1950s, and the quantum effects they harnessed used so little power that their batteries were small. This meant kids could carry them around, which meant they no longer had to listen to the same music their parents did. Teenagers more and more formed their own subculture, and a new market for popular music was born. With cheap electric guitars and low-cost amplifying speakers, also made possible by silicon, small groups could match the volume of big bands. Obscure startups could flourish. Elvis and then Motown and the Rolling Stones appeared. Transistor technology on its own didn't create rock and roll. There were lots of other trends at work: a big surge of young people coming of age in the post-war baby boom, a strong feeling after World War II that racism was unacceptable, which led to civil rights and the sharing of black and white musical styles in Elvis's first Memphis studio, ever more suburbs and affordable cars for kids to party in. But electronics accelerated all those trends, melding them in a way that might never have happened otherwise. Jobs changed. Executives found themselves checking their own spelling. Traditional manual occupations were sucked inside computer chips, and this changed the neighborhoods where those workers had lived. A man who works on the docks has clear rules at work and passes on the notion of clear imperatives to his children. The children in that neighborhood might fight at school, but those fights also tend to have shared rules. Teenage girls will be harassed, often roughly, but it's still often limited by shared principles about dating, dress codes, and the like. Yet when the dock jobs go, replaced by computerized instructions for automatic cranes, children lose the role model of parents who they see having to follow such rules. Solid, blue-collar jobs have crashed since the 1970s. Neighborhoods left behind have fallen apart. Fresh mixes have been created. Even in richer areas, traditional notions of community began to fade. Radio and TV, when they began, sent out signals that flew equally in all directions, hence the word broadcasting. This encouraged simple national brands and simple large clusters of consumers. Even when mail order catalogs were delivered, there were only a few sorts, sent in huge batches that couldn't target niche customers. Computer switches, however, can quickly sort through many, many choices. This led to targeted direct mail by the early 1960s, and soon after to increasingly specialized radio stations, cable television stations, and the like. Democracy changed. Before the computerized satellite links of the early 1960s, ordinary people never expected to see vivid, real-time footage of foreign disasters, rebellions, or famines. At the moment when a fresh television image rushes in from abroad, no one knows more than anyone else. A new mistrust of government was born, helped, as always, by other factors, and has persisted ever since. Turing's progeny spurred one another on. Probably the last computers that could be entirely comprehended by one person were built in the late 1950s. But if you use a slide rule and a draftsman's drawing tools to work out the connections needed in wiring up 1,000 switches for a computer, you're not going to go back to the slide rule when you want to try wiring up 1,000,000 switches for a more advanced computer. He'll simply use the first computer to do it for you. Computers have begotten computers of escalating internal power ever since.